Blog Talk Radio.
The views and
yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit. And you tuned in. Sean Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Section. We going to get live today, y'all. Oh, I got so much to say. But first, I got to give a shout-out to the co-host with the most publicist of the year, all the way from Hollywood, doing her thing. Co-host Lisa Stewart is in the building. What's up, Lisa? How you doing, sis?
Hey, Sean. Hey, everybody. It's good out here. It's a beautiful day. California.
It's a beautiful day.
California.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood on the West Coast.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Hey, sis, I got a hell of a show tonight. We have a hell of a show tonight. My man, we ain't going to waste no time going through all the politicalers. All I got to say, I just got to bring him in the building all the way representing the Midwest. He's been in Hollywood doing his thing, and he done rocked Comedy Central. He done rocked Showtime at the Apollo, BET Comedy View. This brother has done it all, been a beacon of light to so many people in his laughter, making people laugh. My brother, my friend, my homie, Lisa. You know I don't get nobody. When I say my homie, representing the 513,
right,
doing his thing, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa, you about to see my brother, my friend, my man, brother Al Catone is in the building. What's up, Al Catone?
Ow,
hey.
What's up, world? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Good.
Oh, we good.
How you
doing?
Yeah. You know, I'm just checking in. Cincinnati style, man. Represent Cincinnati on the national level with my real brother, Sean Ross, and my homie.
Oh, yeah. We're getting it in. We're going to get it in today. Hey, Al, you know, so many people, you know, that want to know, you know, I was getting calls all week. Like, what's Al Catone? When we seen him, he was in L.A. He was in, man, I remember Al Catone about these characters. So we going to get right into it, Lisa. You know, I just got to get into it because, you know, the lines are blowing up. I know we're going to have some people that want to come in and say something to Al Catone. I want to open up the line shortly. But first, we got to hear Al Catone. Tell us, what, you know, you represent the 513. You've been doing a lot of comedy for many years, holding. You also DJ. You're a father. You're an ambassador for social injustice, bro. Where did you find the essence of comedy? How did you get started? And what made you make that transition that you did in life?
Well, you know, it's basically growing up and over the Rhine, man. You know, back in the days, everybody used to cap, man. Back in the days, that was one thing that you had to have. You had to have a good stomach because people were so hilarious, man. You had to know how to cap back, man. People used to cap on me. They used to say words like A for apple, J for jack. That's why your mama bald head in the back. So when I was young in third grade, I had to know how to cap. You know what I'm saying? And they wasn't playing fair, man. They wasn't playing fair. So, you know, comedy always been part of the energy of what Al Catone is. But, you know, I used to DJ. And I mean, you know, I started off rapping for real. I was one of the hottest rappers in Cincinnati. I'm definitely was on the market, on the stage representing. But the rap game wasn't paying no money. Like, you know, you was spending all your money in the rap game, like spending all your money.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I'm like, sure, I'm, you know, I'm going to try some comedy on stage. Man, comedy paid me that same night, man. Oh, man, Lord. They paid me the same night. Oh, man. I ain't looked back ever since. That's what's up.
Talk to me. Wow, that's real big. So when you made your adjustment, what made you decide to come to the West Coast and take your talents to the West like LeBron James? And then I want to go back to some of your characters, brother, that I witnessed you do it, man, coming up to Central State, all that. Talk to me. What made you come to LA, and what you know, all you know, made you move the way you do? This is Alfred Tone's hour with me and Lisa Stewart. Come on, talk to us.
Ow. Well, I mean, just keeping it real, man. It was if you're gonna try to be a real comedian, if you're gonna be a real artist, you're gonna have to go where the real industry is, and it ain't no need to be half stepping. Like if you are really about that life. So I had to go experience L.A. from every perspective, from grinding, from the trying to get on at the Comedy Store, trying to get on at the Improv, trying to, you know, just working at the Mixed Nuts with my boy J. Anthony Brown, you know, just trying to work that hand. And if you're going to be a real artist, you got to go where the real stage and where the real system is. And I went there to go shoot my shot. Take some opportunities, learn some stuff. I got to work at New Line Cinema. I got to, you know, grow in the industry from that perspective. And you know, I feel that I was a super success coming out of Cincinnati, Ohio, you know.
Okay, and that you were. So, you know, I got to do it before I turn the lines on. No, you know what? We're going to do it like this. I'm Lisa, with your permission, can we go off record and protocol? I got to ask the general station manager, you know, the publicist, and we got a lot of business to talk about, Lisa. Can we go off record? Can we go off format? Because I got my brother. I like to brand the people that's been a beacon of light to me. And I told him, you know, hey, man, my platform is your platform. Can we do something different, Lisa? Is that permission? Your permission, Big Sis.
It is. Let's go.
Okay. All right, y'all. Hey, come to you live. All right. Hey, we taking them back to Mixed Nuts, man. We taking them back, Alcatone. We going to take them back. Ladies and gentlemen, but no further, I'm going to show you how bad this brother is. Alcatone. All right. Check it out. Al. I just want to show how gifted and talented you are, bro. All right, so I would like for you, when I bring you to the stage, I want you to take over, Al. I want you to give him a little bit of that 5-1-3 rap, and then I want you to bring to the stage all them three characters, and then, yeah, it's going down. And I want just to show America, this is Al Catone. If you want to book him, we're going to talk about that at the end. But, hey, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines. I see we got Mark Bowden. He got a big announcement for next week's guest. But, hey, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to the stage, you done seen him on HBO Comedy Jam. You done seen him on Russ Simmons' comedy show. You done seen him on Joe Torre and Friends' comedy show tour. Ladies, I'm bringing him to the stage on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, Al
Catone. Ow, what's up, world? Hey. Sean, you crazy, man. But, hey, you know, on everything, man, I bring a lot of different characters to the stage. And my first dude that I'm going to bring to the stage, his name is Disability, y'all. This dude, man, is off the chain, man. You know, I bring Antoinette to the stage. You know, that's a... this female that I met in the hood, man, she off the chain. And these are the characters that Sean Ross talking about. So, wait no more, man. Let's bring Antoinette to the stage. Hey! Sean Ross, man, I ain't ready for that move yet, man. I ain't ready.
Hey, Al. We're going to do it.
Al, before you do anything else, my brother, I have people calling. Oh, okay. That's T Boogie. T Boogie checking in right now. All right, everybody's phone.
You
hot. Hey, check it out. Out the tone now. Now I want. Can you just give him a hot 15 right off with no rhythm freestyle? You know, just talk about what's going on. Lisa Stewart in L.A. I'm down here in Florida. I got my brother T Boogie and I don't know where the real he at. He might be in Chicago. And you got Mark Bowden. He gonna be checking in, and he in Cincinnati. After tone, just give him a hot 16, and then we get back to the comedy squad.
Ow. Okay, that's what's up. Let's see. You know, Cincinnati, my boys. I'm in the zone. I get with the brothers in the zone. If you ever in the dad, you just come and we'll get it on. Y'all brother with my boy. My name is Al Capone. Sean Ross in the building, and we trying to make $1 million to the ceiling everywhere that I go. I'm only trying to get a feeling. I've never been a buster, always I've been a villain. I got styles. You want to hear L.A.? We was out in L.A. We was doing it that one way, going up La Brea Monday through Sundays. Homies used to know me from Blood Crips to Gunplay. I'm just trying to make some money. Yeah. Ow. You know?
That was
hey, you know, we're getting it in, Al. I told you we're going to get it in and reminisce. I got T Boogie in the building. Well, another co host, T Boogie. What's going on? Trent Shelton is in the building. What's up, little big brother? He's in the building. Welcome to the show. Hey, we got to play this one record. Me and my siblings, we play this record. Lisa, we play this record every show. And then, Al, we want to see what it means to you. And then I'll let everybody chime in. Then we're going to get Mr. Mark Bowden on with us. But, Al, we got to go back. Al, you got to think about it. You got to take these people back in. And I got some hot, some artists, new artists. And I'm going to bring them to you this way. But first, before we do anything, from Mayula, T Boogie, from Mayula, here we go. And see if this resonates with your Alcatone.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, Somebody got some background noise. Speaker, Dr. Tone.
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. Welcome, sir. When you think about that song, what does it mean to you?
Man, that's definitely a throwback, man. That's the real deal right there, back down memory lane, man. I'm talking about that's the old Part Town style right there, man. That's when we was really partying. That's when people used to slow dance and grind, man. Ooh-wee, back down memory lane.
People don't remember that. T-Boogie, how you feel, sir?
What's going on, bro?
All right, welcome to the show. Good to see you, man. How's the weather in your neck of the woods? Can you hear me? I said, how's the weather in your neck of the woods?
Oh, we chilling, bro. Watching your Clippers.
Okay, all right. So what's the score?
They down 6.
Oh, that's okay. We're going to win the game. That's all that counts. Hey, Al Catone, I got a special guest all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio. They got a shout-out for you and a big announcement. Y'all, coming in the building, I want everybody to welcome 353 Promotion himself in the building with Al Catone. Boy, this is a 513 edition right here. Mark Bolden is in the building, Al Catone. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Show.
Ow.
Mark, what's up, man?
Now y'all funny, man. What's happening, man? How y'all doing, man? What's up, Al? Man, you're
what's
Earth,
up, Mark?
Texas, man, the calls, man. Huh? What'd you say? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you, Mark. Go ahead, Mark. Well, Mark, you got a big announcement, 353 Promotions in the building. Al Catone's in the building, T-Boogie, and Lisa Stewart. The first lady of the show of E-Water Radio checking in. Hey, Lisa, I know she monitoring. She allowing us to free roll. As long as we keeping it clean, hey, she say, hey, go ahead and do – I got the text. Go ahead and do y'all.
Okay. 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 So, well, listen, loose ends on August the 29th, y'all. That's Saturday. Loose ends August the 29th at Hamilton Fairgrounds. And we got Tom Brown, Jamaica Funk, going to be there. And then we got Jay Desiree right here, Cincinnati's own Jay Desiree is opening up the show with her hot new release. And it's going to be a party. We got vendors, you know, but we got to talk about that social distancing and that standing your space and wearing your mask. You know, the Hamilton County is watching us. So, you know, this is the first drive-in concert in Cincinnati ever. It's new to everybody. So, you know, they're looking at us, and, you know, you already know what it is. So we just got to make sure that we cross every T's and dot out every I's, make sure we got our mask on when we leave our social distance space. You can bring your lawn chairs out there, post between your vehicles if you like. You know what I'm saying? You got anywhere from, I think it's like 12 to 15 feet of space in between your vehicles, and you can just post up and relax and bump loose ends out of your radio. We got a radio frequency where you can bump her out of. We got an app that's directly connected to the bars, and we got runners. They'll be running your drinks back and forth. So everything is going to be spreaded out, man. So, you know, we just got to make sure that everything is good and everybody is taking care of their business. And it's going to be a wonderful show. So y'all come on out and support, and let's have a good time.
Ow,
hey, hey,
that's
on,
what's
hold on,
up.
Hey, see how he do me?
No, listen, let me just say this, y'all. Sean Ross is going to be one of the MCs in the building. I should have to introduce you. I'm going to just, because Sean Ross is the man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I piggyback off of him. That's my big brother. So, you know, without further ado, Sean Ross is going to be the MC in the building. Then you got Ebonique, and then you got DJ Sean Solomon on the wheels of steel doing their thing.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a wonderful show.
DJ.
So just come on out, support.
DJ Sean Solomon, that's my brother.
DJ Sean Solomon, we're going to turn up Midwest Cincinnati. If you in Cincinnati, try that area, Indianapolis, Kentucky, Louisville, Columbus, Detroit, Dayton, y'all need to be there at the fairgrounds. It's going to go to Lucien's, and Lucien's will be the guest next week with King Titus all the way from the West Coast. And Lisa,
before I forget, I'm doing it on national radio, that King Titus wants Big Sister Lisa Stewart to be his publicist as Universal drops his single next week. Oh, no, this Friday. So I just, you know, that's a sidebar, but I want to make sure I put it on national radio that King Titus song will drop this Friday. So you got it?
Right.
I want to hear your voices. You got it?
It's coming.
All right.
This Friday. Got it.
All right. Hey, that's all, boy. I'll make sure you get your, I'll make sure they do what they're supposed to do. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And since Mark and Al Catone, T-Buddy, since we represent the Midwest today, and you talk about Desiree performing, well, you know what? We're going to do one better for that. I'm going to let y'all get a taste of what y'all going to hear if y'all come next Saturday to the show. And this is one of her new release hits. Desiree, this is her hit. Wrong, Al Catone, and y'all tell me what y'all think about her. National first song that she's dropping right here on the Real Sean Russell Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Here we go, Desiree. What's up, Nate? Here we go.
It don't make no sense, babe. Why you acting like this? Catching flights one way, and you know you're wrong, babe. But I ain't right. I've still been doing my thing on the low, but that ain't right. That ain't right. I've done some things in my past that you don't know about me. But two wrongs don't make it right, so don't make it all about me. All about me. So what about you? What about you? Still doing you, still doing me, and that's just how we are. I ain't point no finger,
I ain't point no finger,
but something gotta give up,
something gotta give.
Just being real close, cause I want that real love.
Real love.
You did some things in your past that
I'm
I don't know about you.
Real.
But so wrong, so make it right. I won't make it all about you.
Real love.
All about you. So what about us?
Sit in the car and just hit the highway and just ride, smoke you a blunt, stuff like that. That's one of them good songs right there. That's a good solid song.
Funny. Yes, sir. So what do you think about that song, T Boogie? Hit or miss?
Oh, that's getting an in music there, but.
Marbone, hit or miss?
Man, that's a hot song, bro. It's a hit.
All right, Lisa Story, hit or miss?
Oh, it's definitely a hit. Every time I hear it, I'm like, that's fire. Can't wait.
Yeah, we got some. All right. And she's going to be traveling out your way. Everybody need a publicist, Lisa Story. So, hey, yeah, I guess you're going to continue to be the one of the most busiest women in Hollywood. Uh-huh. And while we got Al Catone on the phone, sir, you know, what's going on with you these days? Al, what you got coming up? What you working on, bro? I know it's a pandemic, you know?
Oh, yeah, they basically, like, killed, like, from the entertainment perspective, they basically killed, like, at least 60% of what I do, like, to really earn money. But basically just trying to get into, like, buying property and buying lots right now. So, you know, I'm just trying to buy space and come more into ownership as into Cincinnati. So that's what I'm on now, you know what I'm saying? But from the entertainment perspective, I'm still DJing, still doing comedy, but it ain't really pushing out like it should be pushing. But, you know, but definitely you gotta know how to keep it moving, keep your head up, stay strong, and just stay focused, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I got Praise, I'm bringing Praise to Praiser. I got Mr. Praiser on the line.
Yep,
Praiser,
yep.
How you doing, sir? Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. You have a question you want for Mr. Al Catone?
Do I got a question?
Yeah, you got a question you wanted to ask him, right? You know.
Oh, yeah. You know I asked all the Al Catone.
Yo,
what up,
fam?
When you going to drop that hit so it can have the whole hood jumping from up way to down away?
I mean, I don't know from that perspective right now, man, with the corona situation going on, but, you know, just trying to grind right now, man. I can't even give you no date from that perspective right now.
Oh, yeah, I got some good music for you. Me and Michi Stacks, my little brother. It's sounding good. And I always heard about you. You inspire me, you know what I mean, to get on stage. And we can make it from anywhere.
That's true.
True that.
Yeah, that's
all right.
What's
all
up,
right.
Man. That's great energy. Good looking.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I'm the way to down the way.
Okay,
yeah,
I think we got another call. All right.
Uh-huh.
Hey, caller, 513-455. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. You got something for Mr. Al Catone? Are you nervous? Some people are gun shy when I put them on the spot to ask questions. Oh. Well, thank you for being on. I'm faithful listening to the Real Sean Ross Show. Okay, let's go into this. Let's get to some meat and potatoes, Lisa Stewart. I don't think you may know, but over this past weekend, I heard like 18 people were shot in Cincinnati, Ohio. Do anybody have any reference to that or heard from that aspect? Mark, Al Catone, want to speak about that? What we got to do? Was that true? I'm in Florida, so I just heard about it.
Well, really, it was really right in my neighborhood, so it was like right on my street. So it was a lot of folks, you know, a lot of people that I grew up with, and a lot of people. It was some guys that never should have ran into each other. It was some guys that just ran into each other, and they ain't have no bars for each other. And, you know, it's a terrible situation because I know both sides of the parties. And just being in these streets, man, you know, in downtown Cincinnati, they done did, like, a lot of, like, just removing a lot of the urban community. It's little pots that still left in Cincinnati because everything is white now. So our whole downtown
right.
is almost white, but they still got these little pots where blacks hang out at that they still can hang at And it was a tragedy, and they just ran into each other, and it was a bad situation.
So what would you say? What people that in the sense of Cincinnati doing gentrification, that like you said, some people of our descent, they moved out, and what do you think was the notion of? They just, when you mean they shouldn't have ran in together, were they just words,
yeah, just
or,
like,
you know?
Yeah, you know, everybody got some stuff going on in these streets, man. When you living out here in
these streets, man,
you never know, you know what I'm saying, what's the real background behind it. But I just know the message that I got is that these guys should never, ever, 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 ever ran into each other. And it was just like that serious.
Wow. So, what is your thought? And I want to get Mark to chime in, and Lisa too. The state of African American, when we say Black Lives Matter, but internally we are doing it to ourselves, this black on black crime. Help me understand it.
Man, to me, go ahead, Al.
No, go ahead, speak on that.
Well, you know, I can only give you from a perspective of what I've grown up as, from a young man into a man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, because back in the day, man, you know, it wasn't all this gun violence. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we had a problem and we dealt with it face to face, and that was that. You know, but you know, that was when the fathers, it was in the homes, and you know, everything was good, man. But now these kids, they don't know how all that, man. So their direction and no God, no nothing of that, man. So they don't honor or respect life, or they don't love each other, man. They don't love themselves to be able to do what they do. So when you ask if Black Lives Matter, they matter, but you know, we as the people that know better, it's our job to teach them, man, and to get them to understand what they're doing, man. And some of them, they know and they don't care. Some of them don't know. You understand what I'm saying, man? They lost out here. So that's my perspective on it.
Okay, Al Catone.
I mean, I see it as, you know, Black Lives Matter is way bigger than what the words are. Like, Black Lives Matter is like, until we start owning our own energies, until we come back again with a segregated thinking, until we start owning our own security and, you know, just family orients and businesses where we can actually show people that they could be successful and let them be successful. Like, those are the real problems of our community. It's like we don't own nothing. So we can't really tell our kids or educate our kids to the highest level of education when we don't even own the school. So everything that's downgraded into their energy is just it's of something else. It's not of what we grew up as. We did have real grandparents who loved each other, who relationships was 40
mm-hmm.
years and better. They said that easily. It rolled off their tongue easily. I've been with your granddaddy for 56 years. You know, that was easily numbers. You know what I'm saying? That's not no more. So, you know, until we really start owning our own and start taking control of our own energies, our communities will always be these dysfunctional. You know, there's no way around it.
Okay, all right. Lisa Stewart, what do you thought, Big Sis?
Well, I definitely agree with both of them. Part of the problem is, again, Black Lives Matter, we got to start at ground level with our kids. We got to come up with programs to start teaching them to be self-sufficient, independent. And, you know, as the young brother said, invest in real estate. You know, I've been a realtor for 25 years, so I definitely believe in real estate. My family built a foundation on real estate. So it was instilled in me, but I know, like, this new generation, they don't want to commit to anything. They don't want to commit to marriage.
Oh.
They don't want to have kids. They don't want to buy property. They just want to flow with the wind. And that's not only African-Americans. All the new generations that I've been dealing with, So we have to start building our foundation and get programs and get mentors to teach these kids that they have opportunity, that they have a way out. Because if you feel hopeless, like, you know, you at the bottom, you're like, I don't got nothing to lose. Going to jail, that's
right,
3 meals,
right.
Okay? That's 3 meals
right.
for me a day. And then, you know, a lot of people compare it to, you know, the Black Lives Matter fighting for the injustice of the policing and the justice system. And then a lot of people on my timeline on Facebook, which are non-African-American, they're like, but you guys are killing each other. So why not fight that? I'm like, okay, but we got to start here because those gangbangers didn't take an oath to protect me. I'm not paying their salary. So it's a whole different thing to me. And I know people always try to bring it together like, oh, well, you're mad at the police killing you, but you're not mad at, you know, John killing it. We are mad.
But in our community, it's not no one topic, and they try to
right.
boil it all down to a one topic. It's multiple topics. You know what I'm saying? Cops killing unarmed men should be a topic. That should be a topic. It should be
that
a
should
color
be number one topic.
It. If you unarmed, you should make it to court. There's no way around it.
Exactly, exactly. Why don't you get that opportunity to be even proven guilty? You
That's
know,
right.
They're the judge and the jury and the executioner.
Yeah.
All in one.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the thoughts on what, like with the Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron and them did before, in essence of wearing the shirt, you know, about using the Trump hat, but taking out, let's make America great, but saying, how about justice for Breonna Taylor? I'm paraphrasing. And I wonder why there's no officers arrested during that process. I mean, when will we wake up? And if we may be woke, the situation will woke us up, but where is the justice? You know, I was going to write a book. Well, I'm still going to write the book. And we're talking about in the eyes of justice, where is the justice? If you see the scale with the man with the blind around his eyes, well, he can't see
yeah.
if his eyes is blind.
Justice is not
so,
blind.
Right.
No, but I mean, but if we really just accept the truth, man, we just got to accept the truth that it is a different system. And if we don't own and go back into our segregated concept, segregation, black people was very strong.
Right.
So they don't show the pictures of segregation, the success of segregation. They only show you the destruction of what was going on with, you know, the dysfunctional, but it was a successful system for certain families and communities. The Black Stock Exchange, Rosewood,
yep.
all these topics.
Come on, man.
Real topics.
He preaching it.
You know.
Right.
So
you're right. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Tulsa, Black Wall Street. I got you.
I mean,
I got you.
So real energy. Those was real. Those wasn't fake. Like, all of that was real. So when we did have segregation, we had the Jewish concept where the dollar stayed in the black community at least 10 different businesses before it left out. We had that. That had to be destroyed. That's why they desegregated all our community and not nobody else's community. It's the realest energy out there. If you look at anybody else's community, they still got community. When we had segregation, it was powerful. You had to go to a black doctor. You had to go to a black lawyer. You had to go to a black plumber. You had to go, man, come on, man. Woo!
Come on, talk. That's fine. That's some heat, baby. Al Catone, y'all, it's more than the comedy within this brother. He's deep. Yeah. I told you, Lisa. We got some, Brother Mark Bowden always shed light. Hey, y'all, we're going to take a commercial break, and then I got a couple more questions. We can't even get into all the music I'm supposed to play. I'm going to try to play one or two snippets, but we got to play the bills because, we don't want Ed Waterboy. He can be a cold piece of work. All right, y'all, hold on.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
All right, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. And it's going down, y'all. It's going down. So another question I wanted to bring to the fold, that this is a real important election. And I want to bring this person on the line because I know she always has a viewpoint all the way from Central State University, all the way from Detroit, Michigan, in the building. CSU Marauder, Miss Lakeeta Payne, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. What's good? What's good?
Hey, Sean. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hey. Yeah. All right. Hey, check it out. So this next question, welcome to the show. Join in, chime in. What do you feel, Lakeeta? We welcome to have you in the building anytime. So the next question I wanted to chime on before I got to get this one song in that everybody been requesting, tap in when you come to your city, tap in. You know, Lisa, I'm my man Dre out on the West Coast. Yes. Nipsey Hussle's cousin. Yeah, he got a hot hit just jumping. I want to turn y'all on to. So, but before I do that, I want to just talk a brief discussion about the importance of November 3rd, 2020. What are y'all thoughts about first the Biden-Harris ticket and then the importance of everybody going out to vote? Starting with you, Al Catone.
Well, you know, I ain't going to lie to you. Shit, at first, you know, I mean, anybody got to beat Donald Trump. I don't care from that perspective. But on the business perspective, like, they really haven't said anything that's totally directed to how they going to help our situation. It, you know, they really ain't directing language to the urban black community. Like, ain't nobody even speaking like that. So that's kind of irritating for me. But you still got to vote to definitely have a Donald Trump perspective out of a White House, that type of power with a racist perspective, with just a selfish energy. You definitely have to remove that from the, like, that mega stage like that. So, I have to vote for him, no way around it. You have to vote for him and give him an opportunity. But totally, they haven't said not one thing that deals with our, actually, as black people perspective. Would you be arresting cops who's out here murdering unarmed black folks who you know that can be racist and have a racist perspective? They can have that job and still have a racist perspective. What you know what I'm saying? You willing to take those issues on? They would never speak from that perspective. So.
I have a question, Alison. Do you think that will jeopardize votes toward Biden and Harris? Do you think that will jeopardize the votes if they come to terms or come up with a law that will incarcerate or that will penalize cops for some of their actions? Because I think that will probably stray people away from voting. Me personally, I think so.
I know, but that's the thing, though. I mean, we need somebody to actually speak like that to see the real effects of it. Like, we don't even have nobody to even to just come out to say, like, come on, man. You'd have killed an unarmed black man and a real white man went and shot up a whole bunch of kids and made it to court. We cannot just keep letting those type of issues just fly past because we want to be a part of the system. We do got to stir this motherfucker up and shake it up. But we do need politicians to start speaking solid like that. Like, it's just wrong, and I don't care who don't like it. It's wrong, and I bet you the people will feel it and even stand stronger with those type of issues.
Yeah, that is true.
I've read a lot of places. I read a lot of people's posts from different platforms of social media, Twitter, Instagram, basically saying that because of Harris incarcerating a lot of black men in California, that they feel like she's not the one, and a lot of people feel like that they're going to lose votes, and that a lot of people will vote for Trump. But my thing is, someone made a comment, and I agree with it. They made a post that said they've never been in jail with anyone who didn't do something. So I think a lot of people is looking at it like, we have a prosecutor here in Wayne County in Detroit, and she's out cold. And they were surprised that she made it back, you know, through this election that just passed. And they were a lot, there's always talk about her locking people up, that they don't like her. Kim Worthy is her name, that they don't like her, that she shouldn't be in office anymore. But apparently she's doing a great job because somebody constantly votes her in, and she's been head prosecutor for some years now. So her and Harris are in the same situation. But my thing is this. I kind of agree with what he said when he said that he's never been in jail with anyone who didn't do anything, so she's only doing her job. That says to me, if she's doing her job in her community, she's going to do her job for the American people. To me, that's what it says.
But doing her job in this type of system that we are captured in is incarcerating innocent people who just don't have the means to fight the system. Like, I mean, if you got money, you can actually O.J. Simpson the system. And that's terrible that you got to have ends when you are poor, when the system, when these police officers know from that perspective that it's a business, that they running people and getting people to go to jail, and then the jail system get $40,000 for each inmate. They understand
inmate,
it from that
each
perspective.
Bed.
You know what I'm saying? The inmate just understand, damn, I just did something. Why is I'm getting all of this? Because they understand it from the business perspective, you know, and that's the crime.
Because I am in the process of opening up a halfway house for federal inmates. So, yes, I do agree. There is a lot of people look at it as from a business perspective of it's money, it's business, it's, you know, it's an ongoing rotating revolving door issue. Criminals are going to be criminals. They're going to repeat history. They're going to, you know, become repeated offenders. It's going to be money. And I get that. And that's kind of, I'm not going to say that's kind of why I got into it. I got into it with rehabilitation issues as well. But by her being in the public eye as far as a prosecutor. I think that she will have great issues if she were to make those comments in the Democratic platform.
Yeah.
If she were to make those comments, I think she would at least at ease some people's curiosity of what will she do or what will she bring, such as you said, what will she do or what will she bring to the table. I think if she were to make those statements, I think it will set a lot of people comfort.
But it's already,
okay,
like, she ain't even done nothing, and already a lot of people is discomfortable with her, with that pick. You know what I'm saying? I would have took old girl from Georgia. I ain't going to even lie, man. Old girl
Rice.
From Georgia.
Oh, bottom. Bottom.
You know,
but
I ain't
going to
lie
to you.
I'd have took Michelle. I don't care what Obama talks about. She ain't in or not. I'd have took Michelle.
But you're just, hey, Lisa Story, you want to chime in? What's your thoughts, Lisa Story?
Well, I'm actually okay with the ticket, because here's the thing, and I don't know if you've been listening to Kamala or Joe Biden. They are talking about police reform. The good thing, here's the thing, she has the inside track on it. She knows what she had to do. And she had to do it to keep her job. We know that. But, you know, people do sell out.
Right.
We get all that, too. But now she's getting into a power position, and she understands the system better than anybody else. She understands what needs to be reformed. And they are touching on it. Because I can see some interviews and different things that they're touching on. Are they the best two candidates? Would I pick them out of life? No. But right now,
right,
we'll have a choice.
That's the best we got.
Because right. Facebook, what gets me upset is everybody like, I'm not voting. Okay, then you're voting for Trump. That's what that is to
you.
You're voting
right.
for Trump. We got 4 years to build a candidate. Biden already told you he's only doing one term. He's not trying to be in this for the long run. He's doing 4 years, period. Then he's out. So we have 4 years to build that candidate that we want. We better keep working on it. We better not just sit back and wait for whoever pops up. We need to make sure that whoever's coming up meets everything we want, and also hold these two people accountable to what we want. We have to speak, because even if you look now at the Black Lives Matter, those are mostly white people out there speaking for us.
That's right.
Yes, we not out there. We out home looking at them, and which is a great thing. Don't get me wrong. I love that they are supporting and coming in, and they're finally able to see what we've been seeing for years because of the cell phone. But we have 4 years to build the candidate that we want. But we already know what Trump is going to do for us. He's put this country, not just black people, I'm talking as just a straight American. He's put this country into a situation where we are vulnerable for the world. We could be attacked at any time because he's shown every country our weaknesses. He's divided us so that we are weak.
Right.
Anybody can come in and take us over right now. We cannot have that. I don't care if you're black, purple, polka dot. You cannot have that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I agree. As a captured citizen, I agree.
Man, we done had some real dialogue today. And before I get ahead, I got to pray. Hold on. Let me get this right. Lakita's in Detroit. Mark is in Cincinnati. Al Cantona is in Cincinnati by the way of the Covington because he's close to the bridge. Lisa Storch in L.A. I'm in Florida. No telling what DeMarc, where you at? He ain't said that. He's been real quiet.
I'm Michelle in Garden.
Michelle Garden, all right.
You look like some right. over here, and people live over here.
Okay. Hey, y'all, this is what I want to do. This is a song by my man Dre. I got to play it, and then we're going to put our outro. I want everybody to chime in. I want y'all to check this out. Like, when you come to my city, I want y'all to tap in. You know, don't come in my city and don't holler at me. You know what I mean? Al Capone, don't come to Cincy. Don't come to L.A. and don't call a brother. Don't call Lisa Store. You know what I mean? You come to Detroit, don't holler. Don't, you got to tap in, y'all. Here we go.
Nip hustle, rest up, King. When you land in my city, you better tap in. Before you go to the hood, you better tap in. Before you go out to eat, you better tap in. Before you buy you some weed, you better tap in. Now homies, tap in, tap in. Yeah, baby, tap in, tap in. You know you better tap in, tap in. These teachers better tap in, tap in. Yeah, go ahead, bang my line. It'd be smart of you to do before you chance your life. Dangerous outside and mixing with these buzzers who ain't got no stripes. Yeah, don't be so fast exposing your dough. They had you robbed naked on the side of the road. Game is to be sold, but you've been told for sure. To be these fine fly women out here plotting the most. It's a way to move, especially on the West Coast. I got the formula, you got the break, come get you a dope. Dope minds with 4-5s in most cities worldwide. It's rules to live by, and one day we all die. It's real beer to check in, respect it. Hold it captive. I wish they connected to street beer. It's different, it's square business. You better listen, more specific. Don't forget.
When you hit LA, you better tap in. When you see Las Vegas, you better tap in. When you land in Miami, you better tap in. When you get to New York, you better tap in. ATL, tap in, tap in. You know you better tap in, tap in. Yeah, baby, tap in, tap in. Homies better tap in, tap in.
My homies just tapped in, we about to get cracking. Cause the whole line at the strip club laughing. Ask the questions they ask.
talking. Want a baddie, then I know who to send you. Want some tree, I get you the menu. The evil that men do, tell the truth what I can do. Keep you from getting pressed, keep you from getting beat, keep you from being next. I'll tell you just where to go. Show you shortcuts through the cities that I know. Connect you to the blood and get you some real dough. Don't rock with them weirdos, but that's what I'm here for. Show you who is real, folks. The peoples you gotta know. The do's and the don'ts, though, and how to move on alone. Fuck with me out of control. Posting way too much over they phone.
Way too much over they
you rather troll just trying to be numb.
More.
You say he playing games instead of me grown.
You know what it is.
When
though.
You get to the bay, you better tap in. When you see to the key, you better tap in. When you pull up in Philly, you better tap in. When you land in the shine, you better tap in. Detroit, tap in.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Section. When you in the building, you better tap in, huh? What y'all think about that one, Al? Mark, huh? What's up? What y'all think about that one? Tap in.
Nice.
What kind of my city don't tap in? Hey, Mark Bolden, since you want to tap in, since you're tapping in on the line, let us know who our guest is next week and what's going on next week in the Midwest, y'all. At least we might get your tickets, sis.
Yes, sir. Next week we got Loose Ends on August the 29th on that Saturday. Gates open at 5 o'clock. You got guest MC, Mr. Sean Ross, going to be on, you know, the microphone doing his thing. Then you got Ebonique that's going to be hosting the show. And then you got DJ Sean Solomon doing his thing. Then you got Jay Desiree opening up the show with her hot new release, doing her hot new release party. And then you got Tom Brown, Jamaica Funk, doing his thing. And then last but not least, you got Loose Ends doing their thing all night. We got vendors. You know, it's going to be a wonderful time. Come on out and support. You got a carload, $100 for a carload. So, yeah, come on out and support. It's going to be a wonderful time. Oh, and let me say one more thing. This thing is hosted by way of Omega's Mentoring Youth. So what we're doing, y'all, is a foundation and a fundraiser for the kids in the community. So come on out and support.
Ow. All right, sponsor. You want to give big sister Sue red carpet in the building. Yeah, what's up, Sue? If you listen to radio, let you know you got a shout out nationwide. This show is televised on Apple TV, Roku, Enjoy and Blog Talk Radio and 91.3 The Plug. It's going down, y'all. Hey, want to give a shout out to E-Water Radio. You know, that's what station we own, y'all. So, hey, want to give a shout out to the station doing it what it do, allowing us to be home here. Lisa Store, Big Sister GM in the building. So, hey, before I try to give everybody a little shout out this last one, I want to give everybody a tag, how we can find you. Your social security number, your blood type, everything. What's going on? So starting with Lakita, before we get out of here, well, how can people find you on social media?
I am on Facebook at LAKI/PNE. Not really on Instagram like that. I'm trying to learn Twitter. So basically, y'all can find me on Facebook, LAKI/PNE.
And all right, there it is. Always, you make sure you check in and tell Levante, tell all the kids I send my love and regards. And Roo, Bow Wow, Yippee-O, Yippee-Yay. All right, Mark Bolden, how can people get in contact with you? Where they find you at? 353 Promotions. Come on, talk to me.
You can find Mark Bolden at Mark Bolden Facebook, and then you can find me on 353 Promotions. That's 35 and up every third Friday or Saturday in the city. Or you can find me on Instagram. It's Mark Bolden.
All right. Mr. Al Catone.
Al.
How can the people find you? What's your tag?
I was waiting on that, man. Come on. Hey, you can find me down on Ray Street or near Race and Green. You can find me over there by the barbershop. You can find me at my baby mama house. You can find me now. You can find me on Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
You can find me, man. You can find me. You know what I'm saying? But you can find me on Facebook, Al Capone, man. That's it. Just hit Al Capone on anything, on anything. You can find me on anything. Just hit Al Capone. I'll show up.
All right, big sis, Lisa Story. Well, how can we find you, sis?
You can find me on Instagram at Insta News Hollywood or either at Celebrity Teen Scene.
All right, all right. It's been a pleasure having everybody on the show. I usually, you know, for the bros, it's going to be out there. I'm for the bros, it will be out and making sure y'all get to the event safely. I got to do a happy anniversary to all the Qs out there celebrating their anniversary. So we're going to get out of here. I love y'all. See y'all next week with my guest is King Titus. Yeah, from the Swag Kids doing his own thing, dropping his hit. And also, Marco, make sure Lucien's be on here next week. And on that note, y'all know what we do. Love y'all. See y'all. Thank y'all. Love you. Al Capone, Mark Bolton, Kitty, everybody that's been on the show. Oh, Roo Roo. Bow Wow. All right. See y'all next week, y'all.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. Be the clapping dog. Rhythmic dog. Harmonic dog. House dog. Kick dog. Dogs of the world unite. Dancing dog. Yeah. Counting dog. Funky dog. Nasty dog.
Come to me, but love.